The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Money FM 89.3, best of your money. Money and Me on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
Need a car for Chinese New Year, but just for a month? We may be able to help you out. No deposit or down payment needed to use a car for 1 month to 24 months. Just a flat fee that starts at $1,350. Could a new car subscription model player in Singapore save you money when it comes to car ownership? Joining me now is Andrew Chan, co-founder of Carzuno. He's previously worked at Hertz and ComfortDelGro, and he tells me this is his first business venture. We're going to find out what Carzuno means for you, and we're going to talk money, of course. Andrew, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Michelle.
Good of you to join us. So let's put things in context. How does a car subscription model compare with private car ownership, and could it really save us money?
Okay, so car subscription model, basically what we're trying to do is change the rental leasing as well as the car ownership model to make it simple for somebody to access a car. You know, with all the heavy paperwork that you have to go through, whether it's to rent a car to get quotations, whether it's to buy a car to talk to a salesperson, it's a long process that we have cut down to only 3 minutes.
I guess the bottom line is, could it really save us money?
Okay. So in terms of car subscription, it's how you look at money from that aspect. Because in terms of how you use your extra funds, that's where we see car subscription being superior to other modes of ownership, because we've done away with deposits, no down payments, unlike car purchases where you have to down heavily of 30 to 40%. This money can be better used elsewhere for your other investments to churn it around. So it very depends on your investment portfolios. If you have that spare cash sitting all around, you can always use it somewhere else better. So with subscription, it gives you flexibility and transparency in terms of what you need to pay for a vehicle. Mm-hmm. Whereas traditional ownership will lock you into multi-years of car loans, uncertainty in terms of the maintenance and breakdown of the vehicle, as well as the residual value, especially in Singapore market where COE fluctuates. So whether you're buying at a high and you're selling at a low, you're taking the risk of the disposal of the car. That is not a smart way to spend your money.
Mm.
So we're trying to eliminate that and make it simple. Mm-hmm. What you see is what you pay, and it covers everything. Drive and enjoy the car.
Also, part of the driving experience is, you know, I remember my first Lemon, and it used to break down on highways, particularly okay. On highways. It used to stall on highways. That was great fun. To what extent is your service, Carzuno, worry-free compared with picking up a second-hand buy?
Okay, so when it comes to second-hand buy, I think the key worry for consumers will be, is the car reliable? Am I getting a Lemon? Even though there are Lemon laws in place to protect consumers, again, you really do not know because there's no assurance, say, after 6 months. If the car really breaks down, you pay for everything that comes with the car.
Mm-hmm.
You may buy it cheap, but you really do not know what you're paying for. So with this, basically, it's very transparent. If your car breaks down on the highway, like yours did, mm-hmm. just give us a call and somebody will come to assist you. Take your car off the highway and we'll get it fixed at our cost.
And so you're not going to be saddled with the fixing costs?
No. So you won't be saddled with the repair costs. And just take it as it's a full warranty car when you subscribe to this.
Okay, and later on we're going to talk about what happens should you be in an accident. But for now, though, tell us, we're still on the money segment of things. How does Carzuno compare with, I know there are leasing models out there, right? So what's the difference between your subscription and the leasing models?
Okay, so leasing is basically a very much longer period where you're signing from 2 years to 7 years. Some even drag to 10 years. There are many programs for leasing out there that comes with down payment, to lower your monthly installment. So it's become quite innovative out there. But what we're trying to do is make it simple, make it flexible. So in terms of signing up for a lease, the current minimum is 3 years, 2 years for some models. What we're trying to do is lower that barrier so that you can even get a brand new car from as little as 6 months instantly, where it used to be it used to be 2 years and above to sign. So your lock-in period before was a lot longer than today, where we have breached that barrier and you're paying around the same amount as a 3-year contract. Mm. What we're giving you is that flexibility in terms of the lock-in period. You are tied down to a much shorter, especially in light of this environment with mm-hmm. COVID. Things are uncertain. So I think that's what we're offering to our subscribers.
So I think some people in the studio do, you know, subscribe to cars, and they say some subscription services require some form of security deposit and a minimum term, say 6 months, on top of the monthly fee. Do you have any similar requirements?
So no, ours is no deposits. It's very simple. Just give us your credit card and we'll process it just like how you subscribe to Netflix.
No minimum term as well, right? Because it's from 1 month.
It's from 1 month, so depending, we offer discounts, of course, for longer periods. So you get lower rates for a longer period. But depending on your comfort level in terms of the lease period that you want or the subscription period that you want, and basically you sign up for that and you're free to leave after that or to swap the car.
Andrew Chan is co-founder of Carzuno. They offer a car subscription service. Andrew previously worked at Hertz and ComfortDelGro. This is his first venture. Take a step back. Tell us about the business model. How exactly does Carzuno make its money?
Okay, so Carzuno basically works with fleet partners. And what we try to do is be the Expedia of car providers. So we aggregate not only car rental companies, we work with authorized dealerships as well as parallel importers. The intention is really to get stocks and get the best pricing out there in the market, because at every given moment there will be a fleet partner that has excess stocks that they want to clear. So what we do is we aggregate them, negotiate a bulk discount, and then offer that discount to the consumers. Of course, on that, we do take a little on administrative fees just to cover our costs. Mm-hmm. And that's where our subscribers actually still get a better deal, because with multiple vendors and being the first neutral platform that offers car subscription, we are able to offer consumers a better rate at the end of the day.
Interesting. We were looking at the COE premiums, because that's what comes to mind when people think of buying a car, right? And so premiums for large cars were at a multi-year high last year, November, 82,000. They are the latest bidding exercise, $77,700. That's for large cars. Open Cat COEs, 88,000 in November. It's come down, though, $82,500 in the first bidding exercise of this year. So how does Carzuno manage the fluctuating costs of COE? And do you then pass it on to subscribers along the way?
Okay, so with Carzuno, we work with multiple partners. So that's how we ensure that consumers have choices. Mm-hmm. So if for people who want brand new cars, of course, when you want a new car in Singapore, you have to be packed along with the current COE. So at a high, given a high COE, you may want to choose a 2-year-old car or a 1-year-old car on our platform. That will be the discount given because we are not pegging it to the current COE.
Right.
If you really want a brand new car, again, we work with multiple partners, so you're able to then streamline to see which are the best rates, because end of the day, we are only listing and filtering the best prices from all our partners to our consumers. So we are already doing that first legwork for them to filter the high prices.
Okay.
So what you see, if you are comfortable, then that's what you pay.
Okay, so you don't have to worry about, you know, COE prices are up now and am I paying more because the prices are up?
That's right.
Of an older car then, a car with 1 to 2 years left of
that's
it.
That's right. So if you're thinking of purchasing a car today at high prices, you are actually bearing the risk of the COE when you're selling it, say, 3 years down the road. Mm. Because if COE drops, your resale value will also drop. So then you'll be taking a hit
Right.
Whereas versus us, if you subscribe with us today, we bear that risk because after 3 years, you can just return me the car, switch to another brand new car at a given time. So it gives you a lot of flexibility.
And people do like to make that change at about 5 years. And so it's interesting that you allow people to sort of change things up as well. But this is at the end of their subscription period. Is that right?
That's correct. Yes.
Like
so
in
we
the last
usually
year?
Recommend. Yeah. So if they sign for 12 months, we'll tell them, look, you can switch it up to 12. For people who want a shorter period, we'll tell them, look, sign up for 6 months and you can switch it up in 6 months. Every 6 months, you get a new drive.
Okay, well, speaking of the kind of cars, I know you've said that you work with various different partners, Avis Sixt amongst them, local car owners, local leasing companies as well. So give us a sense of the kind of cars we can get our hands on.
Oh, we have a huge variety of cars from really the economical hybrid car all the way to Rolls-Royce for business people who are here to start their company.
A Rolls-Royce?
Yeah.
My goodness, is it gold? I've sat in a gold Rolls-Royce and I've never quite shaken that feeling.
Yeah.
And what about some Italian sports cars? You still have a couple of those in the stable?
Yes. So we do have Maseratis, and these are really niche in terms of the offerings. But we are looking to cater to everybody. So from
SUVs.
Yeah, from
hatchbacks.
SUVs, hatchbacks, compact cars, sports, two-seaters, coupes, whatever you want, we have something for you.
Oh, wow. Sounds like a lot of fun to pick from. Now, who exactly are you targeting?
Okay, so we believe that the modern consumers today want things fast. These modern consumers will comprise mainly the young executives who just started work and may find difficulty in purchasing a car because of MAS restrictions in terms of loans and ownership of cars, of the car loans. There's also young families that just have children and want a personal space instead of sharing options that are available. But they will want a more private space to protect their kids. And also, of course, our expats and companies who are not staying in Singapore for as long as before. I think that period is now less certain. So I think these are our key audiences that have enjoyed our services so far.
All right. Well, speaking of joy, one of the things car owners do not enjoy is when their cars just stall on them or break down for no particular reason. What happens, though, if the fault is yours and you do get into an accident? What happens to your Carzuno car? And how much are you liable?
Yeah, so that's something everybody wants to avoid, but unfortunately not. That's where insurance comes in. So we do cover comprehensive insurance for all our cars. Again, the range ranges for each model. It ranges from $1,500 to $6,000, depending on the make and model you choose.
Can you choose your level of insurance, or is that bundled into the subscription fee?
It's already bundled in, so meaning your car that you select would already include a comprehensive insurance. Of course, there will be an excess or deductible that you have to pay for.
Right.
The first part that the insurance will not cover.
Right. And is that standard, sort of 10% or, you know?
No. So for every car, there is a excess that's charged.
Oh, and that fluctuates.
That fluctuates depending on the make and model and insurance.
Okay. Yeah. So that might be a question that's useful for consumers to think about asking, right?
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. So what happens if you get in an accident?
So when you get in an accident, just give us a call. We'll assist you in terms of the procedures. Our breakdown team will be down with you to ensure that you know what to do next. We'll send the car to the repair workshop at our cost with the tow truck. We'll offer you a replacement car. And once that's settled, we give you back your car. So basically, you'll be having a car all the time, even though there's an accident.
I mean, can consumers, you know, go out and get their own accident coverage on top of what you offer?
No. So they can't, because these are all already included into our pricing. There's no reason why you want to get additional. Or even if you do, I think it's quite challenging because the cars do not belong. It's not under your name. You can do, if you find that the excess is still high, we can actually do a top-up in terms of the premium with the insurance companies.
Okay.
Reduce the excess further.
Okay, so that's a discussion they can have then.
That's a discussion they can have. Yeah.
Fantastic. Wonderful. Yeah. So I understand Carzuno has seen triple-digit month-on-month user growth since the platform was launched back in June just last year. And you also have a presence in Thailand and are looking to emerging economies to grow, right? Tell us, how significant do you think is the demand for private cars in Southeast Asia?
Okay, so the demand for cars here now is growing. It's just that the method of getting a car is changing. So what we are seeing is Southeast Asian commuters, they are showing a preference for traveling in a private vehicle versus a shared vehicle in the wake of the pandemic. We look to give them another alternative in owning a car. So I think a private use, this segment is growing very quickly. Mm-hmm. That's where we are looking to penetrate into other markets as well.
Wonderful. This is your first business. What was that, you know, pivotal aha moment when you thought, yeah, we got to go for it? You along with your partner, right?
Yeah. So the aha moment for me and my partner was this whole way of ownership today hasn't been very transparent. And it hasn't changed for over 20 over years in terms of getting access to cars. So meaning it's very frustrating to even get quotations. You have to wait anytime from a day to a week, depending on the salesperson's speed, to get you a car. And even after you get a quote, you need to go through a lot of paperwork to sign agreements and all to get a car to you. And then you have to go down to the showroom. So the aha moment came when I realized that we can work together to create a digital platform and offer cars by consolidating and being the first intro player to help fleet partners digitize and make car ownership so accessible and quick that we deliver the car to you within 24 hours. Our current record is actually only 2 hours from the time of booking.
Wow.
So that's something we're very proud of and very happy to offer to our subscribers.
Well,
so you get cars quite instantly.
Great to hear about this Singapore-based car company, Carzuno. Andrew, great pleasure speaking with you. Good luck ahead.
Okay, thank you.
Andrew Chan, co-founder of Carzuno, with me here on Your Money. I'm Michelle Martin.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.